couldn't be easier.
Right now at Lowe's during Pro Appreciation, Pro customers can get 15% off in-stock and special order windows and doors. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details and exclusions. Valid September 17th through 30th. Registration required for savings online, U.S. only.
Hey guys, it's time to get ready for fall, and the only way to do that is with your own style. So come on over to the final days of the men's fall wardrobe sale at JCPenney. You'll find all suit separates, sport coats, and dress pants at 50% off. Hurry in and stack on your savings with $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items throughout the store. Step up your game and stand out this fall. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, valid 9/21 to 9/25. Some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details.
Minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. Gym class getting ready to come your way here at KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us here today. We got a lot of football to kick around here, both fantasy football. We'll do that with Chris Liss of rotowire.com. His appearance brought to you by Imon Communications. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. Also joining us will be John Cranton from Jim Fy Sports in Las Vegas. We'll take a look at the Week 3 NFL football slate, Week 4 of the college football season. Look ahead to Monday Night Football as well. All that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. And my gosh, Mark, I know you're a fan of the Chicago Bears, but you got to feel just a little bit sad again today for your fellow brethren in the NFC North, the Minnesota Viking fans, as they found out today, less than a month after losing Teddy Bridgewater to a pretty catastrophic knee injury, leg injury, Adrian Peterson with that torn meniscus is more than likely going to miss this season.
Yeah, it's a tough one for the Vikings, no question about it, but there's been a lot of that already in the National Football League. And you know what? The Vikings have a defense that will give that team some staying power, I think. And Sam Bradford will do fine. AP is, what, 31, something like that?
Yeah. How does he come back? I mean, he'll come back from this. He'll play again, you got to think. But what's his effectiveness going to be? Obviously missing some time with the off-the-field issue a couple years ago, and now with the injury. Yeah.
That's too bad he's going to be out 3 to 4 months. But, again, I think the Vikings are well-equipped going forward with that defense and enough of an offense to be competitive.
We'll find out.
Unlike the Bears.
We're going to find out real quick, aren't we? Going to find out real quick. In fact, with that injury, we have that as part of our poll question today. Mark, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast.
We do indeed. Go to KGYMradio.com. Answer this question. Who would be your top fantasy football injury pickup this week? Jerick McKinnon, Vikings. Jacoby Brissett, who may or may not start for the New England Patriots at quarterback. Running back Charles Sims, Cameron Artis Payne, or Bears new quarterback, Brian Hoyer.
Your boy. He's your man.
He is now.
He's your man.
Had some decent games last year.
Yeah, he's fine. He was fine. That's hey, the Bears got a lot of problems besides that area of their football team right now.
I would agree.
Yeah. Go ahead and vote KGYMradio.com, and we will keep you updated on that. Got some afternoon baseball we'll keep you updated on as well here today. We were over at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena earlier. I was with some members of the media. The Cedar Rapids Rough Riders with their season opening news conference today. Mark Carlson, the coach and general manager of the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders, as they get ready for another season. They will open things up coming up this weekend against the Dubuque Fighting Saints. And they did a really nice move today. Of course, that was the first Rough Rider news conference without the late, great Bob Brooks. And I tweeted out, I know Jeff Johnson tweeted out as well today, they left a seat with Bob's picture on it and a tape recorder. Not the tape recorder, Mark, but with a tape recorder on it. In the front row, right on the end, front row center, if you will. So that was a very nice move, a classy move by the Rough Riders today.
Yeah, I saw those tweets and I thought very classy and I don't know, that tape recorder is a little small for Bob, isn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't Bob's. I know that.
Yeah.
We asked and I said, no, that's way too small. That's way too small for that. So it was great to hear from Mark Carlson. He's very, very much looking forward to the beginning of the season. Young team this year. In fact, just a little snippet of here of what Mark had to say about his 2016-17 Rough Riders going into the season.
Well, we've got a lot of new exciting players, that's for sure. Probably the highest number of new players we've ever had, I think, which is exciting. I think we've been getting better every day, I think, here, and we're looking forward to practice today and playing on Saturday.
There you go. He's a man of few words, Mark Carlson is, but they do have a young team this year. Not a lot of returnees from the great team they had last year, but fell a little bit short as far as the playoffs are concerned, and fielded questions about that today. And he said, well, that was last year. This is this year. He had a lot of good responses to that, a lot of coach speak, but I think he's right on that. This is especially with the United States Hockey League and with basically kids. These are high school kids.
Mm-hmm.
You get a new team every year. You can't focus on what happened last year.
Well, year in, year out, the Rough Riders have been very competitive in the USHL, and you'd expect more of the same. Under Carlson's leadership, it's been not only an asset to the franchise, but an asset to the city, I think. It's truly been a very good story.
Really has been, and Rough Rider hockey is here. That means, fall starts tomorrow, I want to say.
No, does it?
First day of fall is tomorrow, when it's going to be 86 degrees for the forecast high. But hockey's right around the corner. Bring your shorts to the Sooner Rapids Ice Arena and wear those coming up. Coming up on Friday, the APC is going to be back at Coach's Corner. They are located at 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard in the Walden Square next to the Fairway in Iowa City. Great, great food, great cold drinks down there. Stop on by. You can win some KGYM swag. That'll be this Friday from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Tomorrow and Friday, we'll be on the road, Mark. We're going to be out at Washington tomorrow, and then we'll be out at Marion coming up on Friday, and that will be part of the KGYM tailgate tour. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, we're going to have a couple Thursdays coming up, and it... Why, you ask? Well, it's because the Cedar Rapids schools have half days on Friday.
That's right. We had to adjust.
We got to play to an audience, don't we? So we moved those to Thursdays. Again, Washington tomorrow and Marion on Friday. Next week, Jefferson on Thursday and Linmar on Friday.
Yeah, the LeJames International College Tailgate Tour. Thanks to those folks for helping out. 10 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here at KGYM. We have not forgotten it's a Wednesday. We have a Bowling Night in America preview, Week 3 edition, coming your way before we close up shop, and a Dr. Pepper prize pack to give away again here today. Not right now, but we do have a Dr. Pepper prize pack, 12-pack of Dr. Pepper. That's regular Dr. Pepper, 12-pack of Diet Dr. Pepper, some Dr. Pepper t-shirts, KGYM t-shirt, and a KGYM pint glass going out to our winner today. So we will give that away in just a little bit. All right, ready to take a break? Talk some football.
Let's do it.
All right, we'll take a break. John Krant will join us when we come back here at KGYM.
What does CID stand for? Well, the Eastern Iowa Airport, for one thing, but now it also means Charlotte is a destination. Beginning November 4th, you can fly nonstop from the Eastern Iowa Airport to Charlotte, North Carolina on American Airlines. And from Charlotte, you can connect to places all around the world. Oh, yeah. At the Eastern Iowa Airport, it's all about the connections. Book your tickets now at AA.com.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club and pay no green fees. Shotgun tee-off is at 1. The cost is just $30. Individual and team play will be chosen randomly. And since there are no green fees, all the cash goes to prizes, meaning you get 100% of your money back. No green fees. No more excuses. Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Sign up in the clubhouse before 12:30 or call that morning, 393-9915.
Scott Graham from Westwood One here with a preview of Thursday night football. Ian Eagle and Tony Vaselli will have the call from Foxborough as the New England Patriots host J.J. Watt, Brock Osweiler, and the Houston Texans. Both are off to impressive 2-0 starts to the season. Now they face off on Thursday night football. Join us for all the action and hear the NFL all season from Westwood One.
Undefeateds collide as the Patriots host the Texans Thursday night at 7 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, presented by Mediacom. This is the Jim Scott Unash. Get ready for Marion football action Friday afternoon at 3 during the LaJames International College tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard.
At KGYM Radio on Twitter, Dukes and Unash, the gym class on KGYM.
Back with you, Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, 13 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. Alex Kuhn, our producer. It is the gym class coming your way for a Wednesday. Yeah, we know it's Wednesday. John Cranton usually joins us on Thursdays. But we will be out at the tailgate tour brought to you by LaJames International College from Washington tomorrow. So we are very happy that John has gladly, cheerfully agreed to move his appearance to Wednesday for the next couple weeks. And he joins us from Las Vegas. JimFeist.com is the website, at Jim Feist Sports on Twitter. John, how are you?
I'm doing good. I guess I'm the early bird. I'm on early in the show and early in the week, and a good weekend to do it with all the sporting events we have cropping up.
They catch the worm, you know.
I don't, but yes, the birds.
Well, John, Iowa, we talked about Iowa North Dakota State last week, and I don't know how many had shocked out in your part of the world, but folks here obviously were surprised. And now Hawkeyes try to rebound against a Rutgers team that's 2-1, but not really great shakes. What do you have on this game?
Yeah, you're right. We got Iowa here. First road game, they're 13-point favorite, the total of 55.5. And I guess the question we all wonder was, you know, what happened last week? Was that a wake-up call? Was that a look-ahead spot? Or the conference start here? Or was that just an undervalued opponent? I think it was more of the latter here. That North Dakota State, they're no ordinary smaller-tier program with five straight titles. And I was impressed by the highlights of that North Dakota State quarterback, the way he was all over the field. I know, Scott, you were at the game. Was he as impressive the entire game as he was in those highlights?
Oh, he was. Young quarterback, too, and he's going to only get better and better. I'm not sure he's a Carson Wentz type of guy because he's a bigger is a bigger frame, obviously, but very athletic. I was impressed.
Yeah, he was very quick. And what surprised me was that the Iowa ground game, which should have been dominant along with the passing game, really struggled. And they were Hawkeyes were without two starting offensive linemen. That was certainly a key part of it. The 34 yards rushing on 25 carries, 1.4 yards per carry, that is where everything starts for that upset. So they'll have to get that fixed for this week. And when you look at the overall numbers, though, better. They 7 touchdowns, 1 pick on the season. So they've got the passing options to go to it. And it's a bounce-back week for them. Big favorite here. And this Rutgers team, 2-1 on the year, but they had a couple of easy wins. And the one step-up game was to a top-20 team in Washington, and they got flogged 48-13. And not surprising, as they are rebuilding. This team was 4-8 last season, only one Big Ten victory. They have a new coach here, Chris Ash. He came from the Ohio State program under Urban Meyer. And if you know the Houston Cougars, they have one of those, too. And Houston's been exceptionally good. And here's another guy, Chris Ash, trying to turn around this program. And the starting quarterback is Chris Laviano. He's actually been decent. He's a senior, 4 touchdowns, 2 picks. When you look at what he did last year, he was decent, 16 touchdowns, 12 picks. For his career, 20 touchdowns, 15 interceptions. Okay, but not great. And then they got Rob Martin, who's averaging 6.8 yards per carry. Saw him a little bit against the Washington Huskies, and he only had 56 yards, but 6.2 yards per carry. So there's a couple of guys to keep an eye on who are veterans and productive on the offense. Really, the strength for the Scarlet Knights, though, is the defense. The defensive front four is actually very good. Darius Hamilton sat out last year, and he is back. And when they faced that Washington Husky offense, yeah, they gave up a lot of points, but they only gave up 91 yards rushing, just 3.0 yards per carry. So it's underrated here. Rutgers defensive front. The new coaching staff is trying to go with a power spread attack and up-tempo attack. So that's going to be fun to watch, the clash here of offensive styles. Iowa with a more balanced pro-style attack going up against this spread up-tempo offense. I got to believe, though, that Iowa might have trouble running the football again against this Rutgers defensive front. That's going to provide opportunities for Beathard and this very good passing game when they want to get out in front. So I'm not going to look at a blowout here, which the odds makers are telling you a two-touchdown favorite, and I'm going to look for Iowa to open up the passing game a little more. So I'll look, because of this Rutgers defensive front, which is a bit underrated, I'll go with maybe a 27-20 Iowa win. Nice victory, but not the blowout the odds makers are saying it could be.
Yeah. I think after last week, Iowa would take any type of win by any points, but we will see how that plays out. Another team in need of a victory here in the state of Iowa, that would be the Cyclones of Iowa State. They take on San Jose State in their final non-conference tilt. The Spartans come in at 1-2, coming off a loss to Utah, but not too bad to a top 25 team, 34-17. But San Jose State's defense, and I know you'll probably talk about this, John, 112th overall in the country. That's not very good.
A mighty big number. No, you're right. They don't play any defense, and that certainly could help the Cyclones get on track. They are a touchdown favorite here from 7 to 6.5 at home, the total of 55. They come home from a very rough two-game road trip against TCU and Iowa. The game against TCU, we saw them use two quarterbacks, and apparently that's going to be the modus operandi for the rest of the season. Lanning got in there, but they also brought in the sophomore quarterback, Jacob Park, and here we've had some defensive problems, and that's going to be a concern here because the San Jose State team, while they don't play any defense, their offense really isn't that bad. I mean, they scored 17 points against Utah. And when you look at some of the personnel, Ken Potter, he's a senior quarterback, 5 touchdowns, 2 picks, is decent on the year. And even last year, he was very good with 15 touchdowns and 7 interceptions, completed 67% of his passes. And their wide receiver core is actually pretty good with the sophomore Trey Hartley and another sophomore in Justin Holmes. Both those guys average over 20 yards per reception, so I can't see them running the football very well, but they've got some pretty good experienced and talented passing game that they're going to throw at the Cyclones. However, the defense, 38 points per game they're giving up, in San Jose taking a road trip here. They've been terrible in that role, 5-11 against the Las Vegas number when they head out on the road. So this Iowa State offense, this is the weekend that they should get on track, and that's the way I'm looking at this game. The total here is 55. I think it's going to be a lot of points on Saturday. Decent weather here in September, so I don't know if it'll be a blowout, but I see a lot of points both sides. 34-27, Cyclones get their first win, and it should be a fun one if you like to see the scoreboard lit up.
John, as you know, some teams just pose all kinds of problems for your team, and I'm speaking of Florida and Tennessee. Florida's beaten the Vols 11 straight times. I don't have to tell a couple of my friends who are Tennessee fans that. But will this be the year Tennessee reverses that?
Well, I'm not sure. The odds makers are saying, yeah, because they opened an 8-point favorite. However, it's down to 6.5. So on the people who put money on the game say, oh, that's too big a number. This is always a close game. It's a rivalry game. And the total here was gone from 45 to 43.5. So they're anticipating a defensive-oriented game. The Vols undefeated, and they have it all as far as the talent. However, 1-2 against the Las Vegas number, which says to you, wait a minute, why is this team underachieving a little bit? And I guess they are here. Appalachian State was an overtime game. They were fortunate to win that. And even last week against a MAC school, a 1-2 Ohio team, it was 20-19 in the fourth quarter. So what is going on with this very talented team? Well, what's going on is they're simply not healthy. After the game last week, Butch Jones said, look, we're decimated right now. And then he went on to talk about the penalties, too many penalties, putting balls on the ground. That's just inexcusable. He said, I'm pulling my hair out. So he's frustrated. Now, on the one hand, the coaching staff, when they have that kind of problems, they can get after the players during the week. They can say, look, watch the film and say, these are the mistakes you made. This is not, we can't have this as a team. It's not winning football, which can mean emotion and a better effort. On the other hand, they just haven't clicked offensively against some of these teams they should have, like we expected. So there are problems in addition to the injuries, and perhaps they're listening a little bit too much to the hype. The Florida team that they're playing kind of limited offensively, but boy, what a defense. Look at these defensive numbers. They've played a couple of cupcakes, North Texas and UMass, but they also face an SEC team in Kentucky. Beat them 45-7. They're allowing 4.7 points per game. And that's not a fluke. This Gator defense is one of the best in the country. The defensive line is just sensational. Brian Cox Jr., you might recognize that name from NFL fame, and Cal Brantley, just outstanding. Look what they did in North Texas last week. where Texas ran 50 plays, they had 53 total yards. Okay, you're supposed to beat up on cuff pace, but that is just absolutely astonishing. And that's not a fluke either. They are extremely talented. The offensive side of the ball is limited for Florida, and they lost their starting quarterback in Luke Del Rio, Jackson. So what you're going to see is senior Austin Appleby. Big Ten fans might remember him at Purdue a couple of years ago. He had 11 starts with the Boilermakers. It was okay. 19 touchdowns, 19 picks isn't very good, but that was a Purdue program. Here he goes to an upper echelon Florida program. So it might not be the big step back offensively that you might think, all of which I see a close game here. Last year's was a thriller, 28-27. Florida needed a last-second long touchdown from Antonio Callaway to win that game. And the road team is 6-1-1 against the Las Vegas number. I don't really agree that this betting number should be a touchdown. I think this game is going to come down to a defensive battle, maybe a 20-17 last-second field goal by somebody, but not going to be a blowout.
John Krant joining us here. One more college game that we can take a look at, the Stanford Cardinal. Everybody around here knows about them. And Mr. McCaffrey, they take on UCLA, a team that's already fallen once to Texas A&M. And this early season Pac-12 tilt, but there's a lot going on as far as this game.
Is McCaffrey from that part of the country?
Oh, no, he just ran through Iowa in the Rose Bowl. That's how they know him.
Oh, okay. Going back to January.
they haven't
Stanford
forgotten.
An exceptionally talented and well-coached team under David Shaw. Here they are, a road favorite in the Rose Bowl at UCLA, a three-point favorite. They actually opened two, so a lot of the people looking at Stanford as being the better team. The totals come down from 48 to 46, and yeah, they have it all. McCaffrey, I guess we'll call him a running back, but he just does everything, as you witnessed in that bowl game. He runs back kicks, he can catch passes, and he's having another fine season. How about this quote from the coach, David Shaw of Stanford this week? He said after the game last week, "We're going to be physical, and we talk here about intellectual brutality." I guess that's what you get when you get a Stanford degree, is intellectual brutality as far as the football team. And in a sense, that kind of translates into how they play the game. They're physical, they're tough, and they win, and it's translated into success, too. It's a great program across the board. UCLA, 2-1 on the season, but they're 0-3 against the Vegas number because they just have underachieved a little bit. They lost the opener to Texas A&M, had some problems. And then last week's game, a nice win over BYU as the defense finally showed up, but it's actually been kind of an uneven defense despite the talent that they have. And the other uneven part is the talented quarterback, Josh Rosen, for UCLA. He's a sophomore, though. He's very young. A lot of hype coming into the program last year, and you know, he put up pretty good overall numbers, 23 touchdowns, 11 picks as a freshman. That really doesn't tell the whole story. He was very shaky when he stepped up to play good teams and good defenses. And this season, his sophomore year, 4 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. So he can put up yards, but he can make mistakes. So I'm still not sold on him against good teams, and he's facing a great one here. So Stanford absolutely rolled over this team a year ago, 56-35. McCaffrey went crazy, and Stanford finished with 311 yards rushing, 6.5 yards per carry. And here they are, a three-point favorite in the rematch. Nah, I'm not backing what I see as a shaky, untested quarterback at times for the Bruins. I'll take Stanford by 7 or more points in this one.
Pretty darn good NFL game Thursday night, at least potentially, John, as the Texans visit the Patriots. And I guess the big question is that quarterback, and whether Garoppolo or Brissett will play. Is that what's going on with you?
Yeah, exactly. The Patriots would have been the favorite, but Houston opened around 2 or 3 when we saw this number, and yet now it's from 1.5 down to 1, so the bettors are still looking at the Belichick and saying, boy, this guy was a 9-point underdog in the opener, won the game straight up at Arizona, and now he's home. So the money is coming in on the Pats, but they're a 2-0 team with a lot of problems. Looks like Garoppolo is going to be on the shelf, which means they have to go to their third-string quarterback here in Jacoby Brissett. He's a running quarterback, and there's just huge question marks with his passing ability. We just haven't seen it. He's so inexperienced. What that's going to mean is the Patriots are going to have to scale back the offensive game plan. We saw that in the second half last week against Miami when Brissett was forced to come in. They really ran the ball with their running back, LeGarrette Blount, and Brissett a little bit. And struggled to score, too, in that second half. And that's kind of a problem because this Houston defense is just so talented across the board. They were top 10 last year in most key categories, and here they are ranked third in yards and points allowed. They're undefeated. They shut out the Bears in the second half and had a big showdown game with a talented all-around Kansas City team last week, and it was a close dogfight, 19-12, a defensive game. On the offensive side of the ball for Houston, they, too, have a new quarterback here in Brock Osweiler, who they gave all that money to. And while they're undefeated, you know, he hasn't dazzled. Three touchdowns, three interceptions. He's still learning the playbook. They have better offensive personnel than what they've shown, but they really haven't got on track so far. But as for which way this game is going to go, you're going to go against the Patriots and Belichick, even with a kid quarterback, 19-7-2 against the spread at home. With the conservative game plan, I can't really see a lot of scoring. The total here is 40.5, so I'll go with a 17-16 final score either way, but don't look for a lot of points tomorrow.
On Sunday, the Chiefs host the New York Jets. Both teams coming in with a win under their belts this year. The Jets have a few extra days to get ready for this trip to Kansas City. Chiefs need a bounce back. Can they do it at Arrowhead?
Yeah, a great matchup here between two powerhouse defenses. Interesting, they opened this game, Chiefs 3.5 at home, and it's down to 3, that key number of 3, a battle of field goals. And the total is 43, low total. Jets are very talented here. They come off a win over the Bills where the offense, which isn't the strength of the team, was very good. Getting Ryan Fitzpatrick was the right move. He was outstanding with 374 yards. And look at the balance they have with him, Matt Forte. They bring in, he had 100 yards last week. You got Decker and Marshall as targets. This is a team that could make the playoffs to be reckoned with. They fell just short last year. And then the defense, boy, what a great defensive line. They can just shut down anybody. I know they gave up 31 points last week, but it is an extremely talented defense that was top 10 in yards, points, and they were second against the run last year for Coach Todd Bowles. Chiefs looking for a bounce-back mode, and they come off a game against Texans where they play an exceptionally good run defense up front. They allowed just 97 yards rushing, 2.9 yards per carry. You can't ask any more of your defense in addition to giving up 19 points. But Alex Smith, after that sensational first game, had some trouble last week. 4 sacks, no touchdown passes, just 20 of 37, and that was partly because they really couldn't get the ground game going. So, yeah, they're in bounce-back mode. But they're exceptional in that role. And don't forget that first game where they scored 33 points, had to open it up. So all in all, you got two teams that are better on defense as far as talent. So I'm looking for a 16-13 game either way. I think points are going to be very, very tough to come by. So, Scott, make sure your field goal kicker eats his Wheaties this weekend. You're going to need them.
Mr. Santos from Brazil, certainly. Been good so far.
Paul Brown Stadium in Cincinnati, Ohio, John. That's the scene this weekend for the Broncos and Bengals. I think the Broncos are actually underdog in this one, but how do you figure this game out?
Yeah, just like the last game we talked about, Cincinnati home team, but only 3.5 with a low total here of 41. Broncos, tip your cap to them. They're 2-0. They've covered both numbers despite putting in the new quarterback in Trevor Siemian. 1 touchdown, 3 interceptions. Well, that's pretty good for a team that is undefeated to get by with a quarterback with that. And a part of it is that they just scale back the offense. They look to run the football, and that's because of his defense. Well, they look as dominant as they did a year ago, don't they? But shutting down the Colts, attacking defense, they come after you. One question mark, though, in addition to the quarterback play, is the injuries. They had 3 big ones last week, including DeMarcus Ware. So that's something to watch, is the injuries on defense and the depth. But it's still an elite defense. They sacked Andrew Luck 5 times. And then there's the Bengals. They got talent, too, but they really haven't shown a lot of it. They struggled in that opener against the Jets, actually fortunate to win it. And in last week's game, they really didn't look good against the Steelers, a division rivalry game. The offense, which has talent, kind of struggled the ground game. Just 46-yard rushing last week, only 2.6 yards per carry. If you remember back to week 1, Andy Dalton was sacked 7 times by that Jets defensive line. So I have some question marks, too, with the Cincinnati offensive line. So, and I think both defenses are clearly ahead of the offenses at this time. When these teams meet, Broncos have struggled 2-5 against the spread, but the road team is 5-1 against the spread. A note here, the underdog is 6-1 against the spread. So with a 3.5 number here, Denver's defense, they're undefeated and defending champion here. Why couldn't they keep this close? Maybe a 12-10 or a 13-10 kind of game. with a lot of field goals, but I wouldn't look for a Cincinnati blowout in this one.
Mark is hoping not for a blowout on Monday night, as the Cowboys host his Chicago Bears without Jay Cutler. Dak Prescott, game number three for the Cowboys, came up with a nice road win in Washington last week.
Yeah, it's only week two, and we've seen all these quarterbacks going down. Very unfortunate for the league. You know, the Bears were 6-10 last year. I thought they would be better. It's clearly a rebuilding job the last couple of years. But here, they actually, as of now, they look worse than they did a year ago. A lot of holes on the team. The offensive line continues to be a weak spot. The defense added some talent in the offseason, but they're still short on depth and playmaking ability. Game against Houston was a difficult one. And then last Monday night, boy, against the Eagles, they just looked terrible at home. So right now the Bears getting outscored by 24 points. That is second worst in the NFC. And then you lose your starting quarterback. So we're going to see Brian Hoyer step in if there's a plus here. He's one of the better backups in the league. Career numbers, 38 touchdowns, 26 interceptions, pretty decent. And last year he had his best season with Houston, 19 touchdowns, only 7 interceptions. However, that was a better offensive line. And we've seen Jay Cutler sacked 8 times already in what, 1-plus game. Bears, keep in mind, when they face the NFC, 17-35 against the Las Vegas number. But they're facing a Cowboys team here that also has a backup quarterback here in the rookie, Dakota Prescott. And he's been decent. He's been impressive with his mobility and decision-making. What's impressed me is what he's not done. That is turnovers. There's no touchdown passes, but also no turnovers, too. They had a close loss by 1 point to the Giants. And then last week, very impressive at Washington, winning the game as an underdog, 27-23. What the Cowboys are trying to do is go with the rookie running back here, Ezekiel Elliott. They admitted, we're going to run the football, get back to protecting our quarterbacks. That's probably going to result in low-scoring games. We didn't see it against Washington. And Elliott on the air, 3.3 yards for a carry, not that dazzling. He should be better with this offensive line. And keep in mind, Dallas, when they're at home, 16-34 against the Las Vegas number, so they haven't been covering games at all. So all in all, I don't believe in Dallas being a 7-point favorite with a backup quarterback and some defensive line questions. So, and plus, when you throw in Hoyer being a decent backup quarterback, I think it's going to be a close one. I'll go with the 23-20 final score. In fact, I'll even say, heck, why shouldn't this game go overtime with these quarterbacks? Not sure who's going to win, but I don't believe that Dallas should be a 7-point favorite with a pretty good quarterback like Hoyer.
Feeling better, aren't you, Mark?
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it, John.
Well, I didn't say win, did I?
No.
Hey, you sent us some prop bets on that, too. I will take sacks over 4.5 for both teams. That one jumped out at me.
I looked at that one, too. Dakota Prescott, the quarterback's 20.5 completion. Well, that's a lot for a team that admits they're going to run the ball a lot, so I'll take under 20.5.
I'll take the Bears under 18.5, John.
Oh, God, you have no confidence.
No, I don't.
Hey, John, you got a free play for us, and then tell us a little bit about Jim Feist Sports and JimFeist.com.
Sure, we'll go to that Thursday night NFL game. Patriots, Houston Texans under the total as the Patriots scale back the offense. Jim Feist has a radio special only for this week. It's 7 days, $7, Wednesday only, 866-546-9467. That's going to include all plays. You can't find that at the JimFeist.com website, which has all kinds of videos and articles on the upcoming games. If you want to get 7 days for $7, 866-546-9467.
Hey, have a great weekend, John. We'll talk to you next Wednesday again.
Enjoy. Bounce back weekend, guys. We'll see you next Wednesday.
All right, John Cran from Las Vegas, Jim Feist Sports, JimFeist.com. Follow them on Twitter at Jim Feist Sports. We're going to talk to Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. His appearance brought to you by Imon Communications, Fantasy Football. Your questions welcome on the Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line at 319-366-1600. You can also dial us up at 319-366-1600. That'll be coming up. We got a Dr. Pepper prize pack to give away. Mark, this just coming across here as far as media reports are concerned. Not to get too political or anything like this, or to dive too far into what the protests are about, but Richard Sherman has come up with a new protest now as far as with everything that's going on with the police officers, shootings, etc. We had fists put up during the national anthem. We've had knees taken during the national anthem. Richard Sherman says he is not going to answer questions at his news conference now. He gave a short statement and left.
Good. We won't ask you, Richard.
He's got to be there. That's an NFL mandate, but now he's encouraging others to also do this. So there'll be more on this coming up, I'm sure, as far as the national media
now it's a contest.
Is concerned. Yeah, and again, I don't want to get too political into this, but these reporters, they have a job to do. And if Richard Sherman and others are not going to talk to them, how is this going to play out with the NFL? It's not going to go well for the players, I know that, in their pocketbook.
They have a right to protest in any way they want, I guess.
Sure.
But to me, it's becoming a contest as to who can come up with the most innovative way to protest.
Yeah. So Richard Sherman is setting the bar again here.
25-23 on the text line. I'm protesting against protesting.
Well, yeah, it's getting to be very much a contest at this point. All right, we'll take a break, come back. We're going to talk about fantasy football. What is Chris Liss going to do? We'll ask him our poll question, which is up there at KGYMradio.com. Back with more after this here on KGYM.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe it's your only option. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Named the best in the industry, and it's just $14.99 per month. Protect your home the smart way. Go to simplysafe.com/Jones now to get free shipping on your order and a free keychain remote worth $25. Simplysafe.com/Jones.
All right, people, let's start the meeting off with a round of quick-fire questions, shall we? Whoever gets the most correct answers gets tomorrow off. First question, what's the most efficient way to manage our expenses?
Concur.
How can you capture invoices electronically and manage approvals from anywhere?
Concur.
Last question, by switching to blank, we now have the tools that give us full visibility into company spending, which helps our bottom line.
Concur.
Bob, very impressive. You get tomorrow off.
But tomorrow's Saturday.
You get tomorrow off, Bob.
Thank you.
Expense, travel, invoice. Learn more at concur.com.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This month, Advance Auto Parts is all about the tailgate. Start by getting your ride ready with 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic for $26.99. Oil that's titanium strong, keeping your engine running tough no matter what punishing plays Mother Nature might call. And get a Bluetooth speaker featuring your favorite NFL team to make your tailgate experience complete. Because it's game time. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Free by mail with purchase of 5 quarts of any Castrol Motor Oil. While supplies last, see store for details.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports, like you, with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great.
And we want to help you get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Eastern Iowa sports is their domain. Back to the gym class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on KGYM.
Welcome back, 3:41 on the Wednesday edition of the gym class. Hope to get hooked up with Chris Liss of RotoWire.com over in Germany. Is he in Berlin, Mark? Is that where he specifically is in Germany?
You know, I don't think we ever asked him.
We're going to ask him today and find out. There you go. But we're going to hopefully get caught up with him here in just a couple of moments, and your fantasy football questions can be answered at that time. And just go ahead and let us know your questions here with the Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line at 319-366-1600. Meanwhile, we have Bowling Night in America coming up tonight, and this Bowling Night in America preview of week number 3 of 32. It is 32 still, right? Is that 26, 32?
Somewhere in that neighborhood, yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, everybody, the entire staff over there. Check out the Pro Shop with Andy over there. He can get you set up, ready to go.
We tried to rebound from a winless week last week. Sans me, I'm off this week, but I'm going to stop out and make sure the morale is still high for the Rusty Nails.
We have a former nail coming back tonight, as I understand.
Perhaps, yes.
Oh, perhaps.
Yes.
It's not a foregone conclusion.
No, no.
Okay.
It's a rumor.
A rumor.
Nevertheless, we face Farmers Insurance, which is perennially very good team. but we've seen them in their down days as well, so we'll hopefully catch them on a downtick when we're on an uptick. Six and two is the leader right now. We're 3-5, so it's pretty bunched at this early juncture.
We're playing the leader tonight, too.
Yeah.
We are bowling against the leaders tonight. Marcus and I will commiserate about the Kansas City Chiefs. And
yeah, try to distract him, will you?
I have my ways.
He have the 240 average.
They got a lot of good bowlers on that team.
Yes, they do.
That's why they're 6-2 in the early portion of the season anyway.
Fun bunch, though. We'll look forward to seeing those guys and the rest of the folks in the Evergreen League tonight. If you have any questions about open bowling, league play, parties you'd like to organize, May City Bowl is the place to be. Give them a call, 362-0136, or visit the website. It's MayCityBowlCR.com.
Yeah, MayCityBowlCR.com. We will have a report tomorrow, the length of which will be determined by our bowling ability tonight. But we'll let you know what happens tomorrow when we're over at Washington.
I'm reminded it's 34 weeks.
34 weeks?
Yes.
Oh, very good. 34 weeks. Goes by like that, doesn't it?
Sure, yeah.
That's what Buzz keeps telling me.
Plenty of fantasy questions. We're awaiting Chris Liss's connection here over in Germany so he can dive into some of those.
Yeah, we got a Dr. Pepper prize pack we're going to be giving away. We will do that coming up here in just a little bit as well. Reminder, the APC follows us from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. And they will have your chance to win tickets to see Brunost. It's back. At the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library, Friday, October 7th, from 6:30 until 10 o'clock. Listen all this week to the APC. They'll present you and hook you up with a pair of tickets to the popular event and fundraiser for the museum. They feature a huge selection of beer, wine, and ciders from around the world, each paired with a dish from a local chef. Now, you must be 21 years or older to win or to purchase tickets. For more information, go to kgymradio.com. For details on that. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and hopefully we'll get caught up with Chris Liss of rotowire.com. Stay with us, more to come after this. May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Mature League, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
The city's oldest rivalry is revisited this Thursday night on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join John Hegarty and me this Thursday night at 7 on 1600 AM for the annual battle as number 3 Washington takes on Jefferson. This is a district opener for both teams as the Jayhawks will look to pull off the upset against the unbeaten Warriors. That's high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number 3 Washington versus Jefferson. Thursday night at 7 on 1600 AM, KGYM.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 4, the Gym Class with Unash and Dukes, KGYM.
Back with you at 3:47. I think we're going to get Chris Liss hooked up here in just a moment. And Chris is calling from Germany, so your questions, Mark, are welcome. Go ahead and give the number out.
319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Or you can give us a call, same number.
Yeah, there you go. Chris joins us from rotowire.com and from Germany. What city in Germany are you in, Chris?
I'm in Berlin, and it's my bad. I missed your Skype call. I must have turned the volume off for some reason, probably because I was hosting my show, and so many of these sports sites have video autoplay, and you'll be in the middle of doing something, surfing the web, and the autoplay will go through my headphones, and so I turned it off. But my bad, I totally spaced on it.
No worries, Chris. Thanks for joining us. We got plenty of texts already pouring in here. 7966 needs tight end help in a non-PPR. Should I keep going with Jared Cook and hope the Pack offense gets going, or should I add Rudolph, McDonald, or Cameron?
Tough call. You know, these are all sort of could pan out, but probably won't. You know, every single one of them. I'll say Cameron. He caught a touchdown last week. He's got an easy matchup. Dolphins are spreading the ball around, passing more. I'm going to say Cameron on a hunch, but it's really pretty meaningless. They're all just kind of, you hope they do something.
I have Cook as well, and the minute you get rid of him, then he goes off for two or three TDs. Isn't that the way it works? Yeah. 59-10, pick two running backs to start. Hyde, Jennings, or Sims?
Definitely Sims. And then between Hyde and Jennings, you got to look at Jennings. He's sort of questionable with a hand or wrist injury. I do not like Hyde's matchup at all, but so I'd probably go Jennings if he's healthy. So just, you know, follow up on his health.
1288 is in a 12-team league. Cousins or Winston?
I'm going to go Winston. I think that the Giants' D is underrated, and Cousins will do okay, but he's not going to light it up.
7966, is the Lions' rookie running back worth adding in a non-PPR?
Talking about Dwayne Washington, and I would say yes, especially in a non-PPR because he's not going to catch a lot of passes, but he may see goal line work, and yeah, I don't see Riddick getting a heavy workload. Zach Tanner could be involved, but I would say yes.
Chris, 12-team league. This texter wants to know Cousins or Jameis Winston.
Oh, we just got that one.
Oh,
I'm sorry. No worries. 91-85, flex needs a flex in a PPR, Demaryius Thomas or Sterling Shepard, who's taking catches away from Mr. Beckham.
Yeah, I would probably go Shepard in this matchup because Josh Norman may shadow Odell Beckham this week, and Shepard may get some targets. I like Demaryius, but it's going to be a tough battle in Cincinnati, who's really shut down receivers, including Antonio Brown. So I'm going to take Sterling Shepard.
66-87, they're in a standard league. Pitta or Bennett as tight end?
Wow, it's a tough call. I mean, Bennett would be, if it was Garoppolo, I would say Bennett, but I will have to say Pitta in this matchup against Jacksonville.
44-20 is in a 12-team non-PPR. Needs to start three of these wide receivers, Chris. Jordy Nelson, Amari Cooper, Larry Fitzgerald, or Stephon Diggs?
Diggs, Fitzgerald, and Cooper. I'll sit Jordy.
That's a good foursome right there.
48-15, Luck or Flacco?
That's tough. I'll go Luck. It's actually, the Chargers aren't bad against the pass, but Luck's at home. I'm going to take him.
And they need a win.
Perhaps you can answer this, Scott. 42-53, Edelman or Jamal Charles for a flex in a non-PPR?
They're being very secretive about Jamal, but I think he's going to be back this week. I'd go Charles.
I'm nervous about him coming back. Edelman has got a really bad matchup and a third-string quarterback, but it's a tough call because you're going to have to decide on Thursday before we know about Charles' status for sure. If it's PPR, I would take Edelman. If it's not, I might just wait on Charles and start some scrub on your bench if Charles is scratched.
1955, Dwayne Allen or Jordan Reed in a PPR?
Jordan Reed.
0720, what side do you like better in a trade? David Johnson for A.J. Green and McKinnon.
I kind of like the David Johnson side. Depends how deep the league is. McKinnon's just kind of a throw-in. He could be good. But it's fair. It's a fair trade. It's a fair trade on both sides.
Answer me this, though. McKinnon, obviously with AP out now, McKinnon's going to get some carries, but at the goal line, are they going to turn it over to Asiata, though?
Probably. And then Asiata, I think, is a good pass blocker. And so, you know, McKinnon is a good pass catcher, so we're going to see who actually gets the third down work between the two. And McKinnon is a major talent. I mean, he's kind of like Jamaal Charles. I mean, that would be his ceiling, obviously, but he's that kind of speed, shiftiness, pass-catching ability. And so there's the real home run pick is McKinnon, and the sort of plotter is Asiata.
22-35 is in a PPR as well. Jordan Reed or Jordy Nelson?
I would go Jordan Reed. I want to just see Nelson get healthy, and I want to see him and Aaron Rodgers be on the same page. They haven't the first 2 weeks.
52-32 is in a non-PPR, needs help with a running back. Which two among these, Devontae Freeman, Thomas Rawls, Frank Gore, or Tevin Coleman?
I might start both Falcons and just hope for the best.
49-23, do I start Fuller, Corey Coleman, or Jeremy Maclin in a PPR? And he also is starting Antonio Brown and Kelvin Benjamin. That's his other two spots. He was wondering if he should start them.
He's supposed to show off.
That's showing off, man.
Good players. This isn't all he has. I'll say Maclin against Revis Park, Revis Resort.
61-61, Chris, this is not a player question. I run a league, and trades are always a problem. We've tried voting, but either nobody votes or that one guy rallied his troops to get a trade nixed or has passed. That's a fair way. What's a fair way, in your opinion, to structure trades?
Well, first off, the commissioner, I think, should rule with an iron fist. Okay, there shouldn't be votes and all this other stuff unless the commissioner's involved, and there should be a backup guy who rules. I think it's much simpler. I think all trades should be allowed unless one of two things can be shown. One is collusion, cheating, very rare. The second one, though, that people never do, and I always get annoyed for the same reason people in this guy's league get annoyed, is neglect. If there's some guy who's 0-2, never pays attention, never makes a move, and he makes a trade, doesn't offer the player to anyone else in the league, just makes a trade with his buddy, and it's a terrible trade, you know, he could say, well, we're not cheating, but you need to show some duty of, not just duty of fairness and not cheating, but also duty of care. So I would be strict on that. You'd have to at least explain why you did it, have a good reason for doing it. People don't have to agree with it. But as long as you had a decent reason that you can articulate, then the trade stands. So I'd be very hesitant to overrule a trade unless a guy either cheated or he just absolutely didn't care. And as long as he can show he cares, then we're good. No voting. Commission rules with an iron fist.
Interesting question and response. Appreciate that, Chris. Tony in Anamosa needs two among these four. Moncrief, Coleman, White from the Bears, or Benjamin?
Benjamin and Coleman. Moncrief is out 4 to 6 weeks.
35-04, it is in the PPR. Charles, Ware, or Ingram?
I'm going to say Ware over Charles, and definitely Ingram now over both.
A couple more minutes. I hope to get all these texts in. 67-11 needs to start two in a non-PPR. Rawls, Vereen, Devontae Parker, or Doug Baldwin?
Parker and Baldwin. Just make sure Baldwin's healthy.
61-23. Need some help with the flex position this week. I go to Tyler Lockett or Corey Coleman?
A lot of Coleman questions.
Yeah, I like Coleman, but, you know, you got this rookie QB, Cody Kessler, coming in. I would probably go Lockett.
PPR League 50-16. Brandon Marshall or Jamaal Charles for flex? Or should I just start Charles over Blount?
I would probably start Blount because, again, I don't know that Charles is going to play. And then between Charles and Marshall, I don't know that either of them are going to play. And so just start whichever one plays. And if neither plays, you'll have to pick up someone.
Last text, and really appreciate all the questions for Chris List. 93-55 is in the Standard League. Russell Wilson, Winston, or Matt Ryan?
I'll go Matt Ryan to the shootout in New Orleans. Over-under in that game is 54.
One more real quick on 1287. Baldwin or Frank Gore at the flex?
If it's PPR, definitely Baldwin.
I would agree. Answer our poll question, Chris. Who would be your top fantasy football pickup for this week due to injury? Jerick McKinnon, Brissett, Charles Sims, Cameron Artis Payne, or Brian Hoyer? Which one would you pick up?
In the short term, I would take Sims, but overall I would take McKinnon because he has a chance to be a real star, and Sims obviously is going to lose the role when Doug Martin comes back in a few weeks. So I'll say McKinnon would be my top choice, although in the immediate, I think Sims might be better.
2 weeks into the NFL, look at all these injuries. But by God, let's have two more games added to the schedule, man.
Exactly. They don't know what they're doing. It's insane.
Hey, Chris, tell us a little bit about rotowire.com before we let you go.
Yeah, if you guys enjoy this segment, you can get more of it at rotowire.com/trial. It is a free 10-day trial. You do not need a credit card. You can get all the latest news, all of our rankings for the week, all your start-sit questions are ranked. All those players are ranked at each position, so you can answer them for yourselves. Again, it's rotowire.com/trial.
All right, Chris. Hey, have a great weekend. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, fellas. You too.
All right. Chris Liss joining us from Berlin, Germany. We know that now. And his segment brought to you by I'm On Communications, and they are the sponsor of all things fantasy football right here on KGYM. Mark, we'll try to have a successful night of bowling night in America. We'll talk to everybody at the LeJames International College Tailgate Tour at Washington tomorrow before the annual, we believe, the first ever Thursday nighter between Wash and Jeff.
Yes, and we'll see you out there on the Washington campus, and look forward to talking with many of the coaches over there and some of the students.
All right. We have a Dr. Pepper prize pack to give away right now to caller number 5 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Give us a call right now. You're going to get a Dr. Pepper prize pack.
Did you know the flu shot takes up to 2 weeks to take effect? That's why I'm getting my flu shot now, so I can outsmart the flu before there's an outbreak. At Walgreens, your flu shot even helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Get a shot, give a shot. Doubly smart. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Through August